It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. It is the possibility exists, anyway, for a little shower and thunderstorm activity late this afternoon and into this evening, about a 20% probability. Much more apparent is the storms that will be in our way Friday night and into Friday, well, maybe even after midnight. But it appears Friday evening as Friday night to be the most significant storm activity. And they're talking anything from 70 to 75 mile per hour winds, gusts up to 50 for sure on Friday night. So suffice to say, the winds are going to be a consideration, and we'll do our best to keep you up to date. We'll double check the forecast too at the close of our look at news. Currently, we are sitting ourselves at 45 degrees, so it's gone down a couple of more degrees. So there's our new morning low for today. Again, back to the morning low, I guess, 45 off yesterday's high of 76. We'll double-check the forecast at the close of our look at news. A lot of stories from the southern part of our listing area. News from Salem that a rural Iuka woman involved in a crash on West Main in Salem near the southbound exit ramp of I-57 later was pronounced dead at Salem Township Hospital. And Sherry Easley of rural Iuka is the person fatally injured. According to Salem Acting Police Chief Tyler Rose, Easley was traveling on Main Street in Salem when she crossed into the westbound lane. The vehicles in the driving and passing lanes separated to allow space for Easley's car, but her car ended up striking the rear tire on a vehicle driven by 40-year-old Michael Locker of Strasburg, knocking the rear wheel off. Easley's car then continued into the roadside ditch before coming to a stop. Locker, by the way, was not hurt, and the other vehicle not involved in the crash, so did not stop. Salem Fire Protection District was called to the scene to assist, but Easley had already been helped out of the vehicle by a passerby. Marion County Coroner Claude Howell says Easley had been ill. The crash is believed to be medically related. Toxicology tests were taken to try and help confirm the cause of death. That crash happened about 7:15 Wednesday morning in Salem. Again, the Strasburg gentleman involved was not injured. A 32-year-old Heron man was arrested following a high-speed chase through Fayette and Marion counties early Monday morning. Details now available. Christopher Gibson was taken to the Fayette County Jail on an initial arrest for fleeing and eluding police. He also had a warrant out of Williamson County for aggravated battery to a police officer. Marion County Sheriff's officials say the chase entered the county on Illinois Route 37 south of Farina, then continued to the Main and Broadway intersection in Salem, then went west on U.S. Route 50 to Sandoval. At Sandoval, Centralia police put out stop sticks and blew all four tires on the pickup Gibson was driving. However, he continued northbound on U.S. Route 51 until the Tontai Road when the vehicle stopped running. Gibson reportedly got out of the truck but did not attempt to flee. Speeds during the chase in Marion County reached as high as 80 miles per hour. It's not immediately known where the chase began. The Marion County Sheriff's Department was notified the chase was coming into the county around 1:30 Monday morning. Salem and Central City Police also assisted during portions of the attempt to stop that vehicle. Thankfully, nobody hurt. A 66-year-old Centralia man died when stepping in front of an Amtrak train just north of the Broadway crossing in downtown Centralia Tuesday night. Marion County Coroner Claude Howell identified the man as Joel Firebaugh. He was pronounced dead at scene by Deputy Coroner Todd Schulze. Centralia Police Lieutenant Steve Rittenauer says the train was slowing as it was coming into the Centralia Depot, but was still traveling an estimated 32 miles per hour. Amtrak reports the train had 47 crew and passengers. No one on board was injured. City of New Orleans was delayed about an hour as the initial investigation was completed. An investigation is ongoing by Centralia Police and the Marion County Coroner's Office. Centralia Fire assisted at the scene. The body was taken to St. Mary's Hospital morgue. The call reporting the incident was received just after 8:30 Tuesday night. Federal Railroad Administration notes criminal trespass to railroad right-of-way is the leading cause of rail-related deaths in the U.S. Also today, Alamot's getting ready for a major water main replacement project. The City Council voted this week to award the project to Kiefer Brothers Construction of Mount Carmel for $1,876,000. The project will involve water main replacement along Main Street from Route 40 to Monroe Street, along 4th and 3rd Streets from Route 40 to Division Street, Edward Street from Grant to Division Streets, and Ewing Street by Altamont Community High School. Council members chose an alternate involving thicker pipe and replacement sidewalk where the new pipes run under the existing sidewalk. The project will also involve tree removal. Jay's Tree Service was awarded that work for $15,000 for work along the east sides of Main, 3rd, and 4th Streets. Also, the Altamont Council amended the solar avoided cost rate. It went down. And they raised the ball diamond use fee. It went up from $200 to $300. They also amended the ordinance regulating nuisances and abandoned buildings. The hope is that'll put a little more teeth in that ordinance. And they appointed Amanda Bannister, Pam Dammerman, and Jazz Sane to fill vacancies on the Altamont Zoning Board. One vacancy remains. The council awarded a bid to Tyler Polk, the only bidder, for a vacant lot at Main and Madison Streets in Altamont for $7,500. Reminder, the Effingham City Police Department will begin its 2025 Citizens Police Academy tonight. First class will be at the Effingham Police Department from 6 to 9 p.m. To register, let's see if there's still room for you, give them a call at 217-347-0774. You can also go to effinghamil.com/citizens-police-academy. Local Congressman Mike Bost is accepting applications for summer interns in his offices, including his in Effingham, along with the locations in Muskoka and Murfreesboro, and of course the Washington, D.C. office, but they're only accepting those applications through tomorrow. So if you're interested, submit your application by visiting bost.house.gov/internships, or you can phone the Washington office at 202-225-5661. I'm sure if you call the Effingham office, they can help as well. Meetings in the area, the Effingham County Board's Tax and Finance Committee will meet as a committee of the whole today. That'll be at 3:30 at the County Office Building in the third floor board meeting room. Also, the Cowden-Herrick School Board meets this evening. Meeting time 7 o'clock, and that'll be in the Cowden Board Room. Reminder of a business after hours tonight, and that will be at Legacy Harley-Davidson from 5 to 7 tonight. Chamber members and guests are invited. The Illinois Department of Employment Security announced non-farm payrolls were almost unchanged, down 1,100 statewide. The unemployment rate unchanged at 4.9% in January. The December monthly change in payrolls was revised from 8,800 gain to 12,200 more employed. And the revised unemployment rate for December now 4.9%. So that is a change to the good from the original 5.2% announced rate. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast in 2 minutes.
You're busy. We get it. You need to be able to bank from anywhere, anytime. And you can with LLCU Digital Banking. It's like having an LLCU teller, loan officer, or financial counselor at your fingertips. Make mobile deposits, check balances, pay bills, pay friends, check your credit score, apply for a loan, even make a budget, all from your desktop or mobile device. We know you're busy, so take us with you. Visit LLCU.org for details. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
When it comes to outdoor power sports, do you want to get out and run or get the runaround?
At Pilsen Power Sports in Mattoon, one thing sets us apart from the rest.
No BS.
Freight and setup charges?
Not at Pilsen. Forced add-on products?
Not at Pilsen.
Shop top brands in side-by-sides, dirt bikes, golf carts, motorcycles, and more. Plus, save now on clearance pricing ahead of our new mega showroom grand opening.
Pilsen Power Sports. Come to play,
never overpay.
Hello, I'm Susan Vogt. I own and operate Guardian Angel Adult Daycare between Effingham and Teutopolis.
We're open from 7:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday. We offer the best social and interacting care at the most affordable price for adults who are mentally impaired, persons with dementia, Parkinson's, and many other special needs. Caregivers, don't wait. Allow Guardian Angel Adult Daycare to help you keep your loved one at home longer. Call Guardian Angel Adult Daycare at 217-813-6027 and look us up on Facebook.
Sure, you can do it alone, but why would you want to? Hi, this is Mark Neary, a local financial advisor with Smithmore. We understand it's your money and you want to make your own decisions about how to invest it. But that doesn't mean you need to do it by yourself. That is why we're here, to offer professional guidance and advice you need to make an informed decision. Let's take a look at your unique situation and set a path to reach your financial goals. Give me a call at 217-347-5225 or come by our office to start your financial game plan. Smithmore, member SIPC, FINRA.
A look at deaths on this Thursday. George Taphorn, 94, of rural Beecher City, the Moccasin area, died on Sunday. Memorial service for George Taphorn will be held at a later date, and Gieskind Funeral Home in Altamont is assisting. Barbara Ann Kiefer Jane, 87, of Dade City, Florida, formerly of Newton, died this past Thursday morning. A graveside service for Barbara Jane will be Friday, tomorrow, at 11 a.m. That'll be at the Mount Calvary Cemetery in Newton, and arrangements being handled by Meyer Funeral Home in Newton. Emma Jean Coolman Austin, 88, of Effingham, but a lot of ties to the Edgewood area, died on Tuesday, and funeral services for Emma Jean Coolman Austin will be next Wednesday, the 19th, at 11 a.m. That'll be at the Edgewood Cemetery, and Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham is assisting. Funeral services for 79-year-old Clark Wiebking of Dietrich will be today. That'll be at the Bethsaida Cemetery, rural Dietrich, and a visitation for Clark Wiebking is from 1 to 3 today. That'll be at the Meyer Funeral Home in Dietrich. Funeral services for Nancy Palm, 77, of Watson, will be Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Call at Johnson's from 4 to 7 Friday evening for Nancy Palm. Funeral services for 99-year-old Wanda Phillips of Altamont will be today. That'll be this morning at 11 o'clock at Gieskind Funeral Home in Altamont. There will be an hour's visitation for Wanda Phillips from 10 to 11 this morning. A celebration of life for LaVerl and Margie Langford of Effingham will be Saturday at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham, with visitation from 10 to 11 a.m. and the funeral to follow for LaVerl and Margie Langford. Memorial services for 46-year-old Lonnie Harrington of Fairfield will be Friday at 2 o'clock at McGriff Funeral Home in Louisville. Visitation for Lonnie Harrington from noon to 2 on Friday. Funeral services for Mary Frances Stanford, 66, of Louisville, will be today. That'll be at 1 o'clock at McGriff Funeral Home in Louisville. Visitation for Mary Frances Stanford from 11 to 1 today. Here's a look at our forecast, and we have dropped back to the morning low, the original morning low of 45. Today, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. Mostly sunny otherwise, and a high of 75. Winds maybe 5 miles an hour. They're going to shift to the southeast this afternoon. Tonight, then, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m. So the window of opportunity from 3 to 10 tonight. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 54. Winds maybe 5 miles an hour. And then Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 78. It's going to get breezy over the course of the day. The winds are going to pick up to 20 to 25 miles an hour in the afternoon from the south-southeast. Could gust to 40 miles an hour. And then Friday night, showers and thunderstorms through the midnight hour. Chance of showers after that. Some of those storms Friday night could be severe. A low Friday night of 58, wind gusts close to 50 miles an hour. And there are some reports we might see 70 to 75 mile an hour winds. We're looking for a low Friday night of 58. And then Saturday, still a shot at a shower in the morning. And then another chance of rain Saturday night. So keep the umbrella handy. not the parasol, as Brian and I discussed earlier this morning. Keep the umbrella handy. Currently in Effingham, again, a morning low of 45. That's our temperature. That off a high yesterday of 76. That's our check on news. I'm Greg Sapp.